Okay. I think the collaboration is really driven at providing a single set of benchmarks to the hospital medicine community. In previous years, we had two surveys that were providing different benchmarks, and one side was using typically the MGMA survey, as that's more prevalently used in the management organizations within practices or some hospitals and health systems as well, whereas the hospitalist data, the hospitalists were pulling the data from the Society of Hospital Medicine report, which was just being viewed as, well, why aren't these numbers looking the same when we're getting these two sets of numbers?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think really the goal and the primary focus of the collaboration has been to provide a kind of a unified set of numbers for people to use in their evaluations and in their benchmarking of both their practice and their physicians, to be able to say, this is one unified data set, as opposed to this is a data set that's biased by the hospitalists themselves, or this is a data set that is just being used by medical group managers. I think it provided a single data set that was being used across both those populations.
Okay. What is a survey, MGMA, this is what you guys do. What does a survey mean to a physician group, to a physician leader, to a physician administrator? And that's probably three different questions. What does the data mean?
I think really the survey is just a clear benchmark and view of where different specialties and different types of practices lie in the realm of compensation and production, and how that can be used to make sure that physicians within a practice or within a health system are being compensated fairly for the work they're doing,
mm-hmm.
and that those production targets are realistic. So I think it's really just used as a viewpoint of what's happening elsewhere in the industry, and obviously it's not going to be the same in all practices and in all types of settings around the country, but it provides a view of what other practices are doing and how physicians are producing and being compensated.
How does this survey move things forward?
I think really it's we have a little more resources, so from a time frame standpoint, it is something that we're used to producing every year and collecting every year. And so I think we're able to get the data analyzed and produced in a usable fashion in a quicker time frame,
okay.
Which I think it provides a lot of value of having the most recent data possible and not having to wait as long for data as potentially every 2 years,
okay.
on a survey. And I think the other piece is just having a more diverse data set to look at, not only hospital medicine groups that are single specialty, but looking at where hospitalists are used in other practices as well, whether that be in multi-specialty groups, within single specialty primary care groups that are going to dedicated hospitalists, and kind of get a broader view of all the different settings that hospitalists are working in.
In the past, the Society of Hospital Medicine surveys have only pretty much reported on the mean. And this survey, from what I see, will be reporting, mean, median, and then the percentiles. And I think you talked about this before, that's a real advancement.
Yeah, I think that's just a significant place where the median is something that's typically less affected by outliers, and so is typically a better reference of the central tendency of the overall population. And providing those additional percentiles really just provides a good view of what the overall range of the data is, as opposed to just looking at kind of what's the center of that data look like. And it can really give a picture of, in certain variables, there's a lot of variance across practices and across physicians that the median can't capture and the mean can't capture on their own. So you really do, it really is valuable to see that overall range of what different portions of the population are seeing. The standard deviation really is just a measure of the central tendency of the data set. And so really what it's looking at is the higher the standard deviation, the more spread out the overall data set is. Whereas a lower standard deviation indicates that a large portion of the data is centralized around that center point and those mean median values. And so it's really an indication of whether those central data points that we're looking at are reflective of a larger portion of the population or if there is a large range on either side of that.
If you could you just maybe put it into a real or practical terms and how those numbers could potentially help an administrator looking at, you know, their region or something of that nature?
I think it really allows the administrator or hospitalist group leader to evaluate what the overall goals of the practice are and, you know, how they want to view themselves within the overall population. There's certainly a portion of the population that will always tend and be below the median just because of the way that value is calculated. But I think, you know, it's valuable for groups who do want to view themselves as leaders in the industry and leaders in compensation. They do have the ability to look at those 75th or 90th percentiles and evaluate, okay, this is really what people are looking at to be on the top portion of hospital medicine.
What about competitive situations where practices are in a competitive nature?
And I think that can certainly drive those numbers as well as demand changes. Obviously, you may need to evaluate moving away from the mean or median. And it's valuable to have additional benchmarks there that indicate what a reasonable value above that median is.
Right. Can you just talk about those two things, the difference in populations and then the academic part?
Yeah, I think, the big difference in the population is getting to where hospitalists are being more involved in other types of practices outside of hospital medicine groups. And really being able to look at, what may be happening for hospitalists in multi-specialty practices or in other types of practices that they may not be solely hospitalists within the practice, but they may have those dedicated individuals to take on that portion of the practice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really a change of getting more diversity in the population and seeing a wider range of the types of hospitalists and how hospitalists are being used across the country in the data set. So just really getting to a broader population that can be more representative of all the hospitalists.
Okay. And then this survey, could you just talk about the reasons why this survey pretty much does not represent the academic?
Right. The survey instrument that we use has been used for private or non-academic physicians historically, and really I think there's some items within that are specific to that environment. And we also have an academic survey that is performed in the fall where we do collect data on specifically academic faculty, and really we see very different trends within those two types of practice, and really it's difficult to draw clear comparisons between the two, and certainly they look different enough that it can be difficult to create a single data set with both populations. And so I think really this survey just allows an opportunity to look at those non-academic physicians and look at those kind of what those trends in production and compensation are, and then really look at the academic next year when we have had the opportunity to collect their data.
Yep.